What do I know? That's a question I ask myself all the time. What do I know? Like, I'm over here doing this podcast, and that's, I think about this all the time when I put out an episode. Is what is it that I know? And that's why I enjoy having guests on, because I can talk to them, and I often view the guests as smarter than myself or more experienced or whatever, because I'm still trying to figure things out in life. Call it imposter syndrome, call it what you want. That's kind of the way I feel. I feel like, what kind of knowledge can I share with somebody when I'm still trying to figure things out, right? And I thought of something, and that's why I want to do this episode. Sorry for the stuffy nose. It's been Texas blowing in whatever in the cold fronts that we've had back to back. But the thing that I thought about is life experiences and how appreciative I am of people sharing their life experience with me so that I can have a fast track into doing better. That's what we do as parents. That's what we do as bosses. That's what we do any sort of thing to improve and to get better. We share our life experiences. We let people know what's possible. We let people know the mistakes that we've made. We don't stop learning, but we also, when we share that, we allow the other people around us to avoid the same mistakes we did. Otherwise, we'd all be stuck in the hamster wheel doing the same thing over and over again. So what do I know? I know I've lived some life. I know I've made some mistakes. I know that I can share them with people and in personal conversations and give my tips and give the things that I would have done differently and share exactly the cause and effect, because, you know, every action is an equal and opposite reaction, right? I mean, that's common sense. So when you do XYZ and XYZ happens back, you can share those things with people, the goods, the bads, the pros, the cons, pros and cons list. We make pros and cons list, right? How do we know what the pros and cons are? People have lived it before and they share it. So before I start going around thinking, what do I know? What can I share? I might take a step back and view it that way. Maybe you should too. In fact, I think you should, because every single person walking this earth has a story to tell, has some wisdom that they can impart on somebody that can help them in the future. It may be small, it may be a lot, but everybody has something. They have an experience in their situation that they can share and that people can relate to. And then you bond with people. There's a whole bunch of benefits with that. You know, you bond with people, you're vulnerable, so on and so forth. But that's just a thought that I had a lot the last several weeks, is like, why would I ever try to give somebody advice? Why would I put a podcast out trying to act like, you know, I've got some sort of golden ticket to money or wealth or family situations or just in general, right? Who am I to put that across? I make so many mistakes, it's ridiculous. Like, but all I see is the faults in what I do. All I see is the mistakes. And I'm just trying to improve all the time. That's why. I'm trying to improve everything I do. So all I see is the things I need to improve on. And I don't think I take a step back and think how beneficial it can be to others to share what's happened to me. So next time you're in that situation, don't be afraid to share with somebody that you deem as a friend. I don't know if I'd go openly telling every personal thing around, but I guess I can share this part. I held a lot of stuff in that happened because I didn't want people to feel sorry for me. I had to deal with stuff, and that was just where I was at. That's just the person I am. I'm like, I can handle it. And people have gone through way worse. There's people with so many other tragedies that, what is this in life, really? You know, just suck it up, buttercup, handle it. And you don't need to go out there and tell everybody your woes, because who really cares, right? But then I realized, thankfully, you know, in part, due to my wife bringing this up, is that, you know, if nobody knows, then they won't understand the situation, right? And sometimes it helps you as a person to talk to your close, close friends and just share those things with them. And who knows? They may be going through a struggle and can help you out, and you can help them out. The world needs more of that. The world needs more of sharing their perspective and just helping each other out, I guess. Anyway, that is the that's part of what I wanted to talk about today, I guess, or pretty much all. I just started it. Now I can just kind of go off and, you know, piggyback that into something that I thought about, and that is injustices. Something was said to me the other day, injustices are always going to happen, you know, to people who are not worthy of receiving them. Like, you didn't do anything to deserve it, but they're going to happen. Why do they happen? Man, I ponder on that a lot. And I think it's a test. That's the best thing I can come up with. It's just a test. It's a test to see if you're going to change your morals, if you really and truly believe in who you are and what you do and what you've said. Do you believe it? Are you going to stick to it when it's the toughest time to stick to it? And at those moments, just like in anything else that we do, I love sports-related stuff, but like, you know, when we get to the toughest part of things, the thing that separates the greats or the people who will be better off, reap the reward, are the people who can go through the suck and stay true. Stay true sounds so stupid. Let's say stay consistent and stay inside their values and stay inside of the things they've said they would do, right? Doesn't mean you can't change, but that core belief in your system, those things that you have, if that breaks down and you lose that, then you let them win. But if you stay strong to that and you defend yourself and you stand up for that and you fight for that part, with those fundamentals, at the end, I truly believe that success finds you. But you have to go through it for a bit, and there's no time frame to tell you when it ends and when it begins. That's a crazy part, right? There's no time frame for when it ends and begins. It just happens when it's supposed to happen and when the test is over. Huh. Man, life's crazy. But we can help everybody get through these things by sharing ours. Sharing our stories, sharing our injustices, our happiness, and the things that helped us get through it. Also, the things that we did that we wish we didn't, that we would have done different, that made life harder so other people can avoid it. All right, that's the episode today. Enjoy your whatever day this is. I don't know. I'm posting it on Tuesday morning. So here we go. And have a good one.